My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think is going to happen right now, boys? You know. What's Aaron going to do?
Look, I mean, you can't abandon the run, Adam, because you don't want to get us thrown every single time against this pass rush.
Right.
Oh, no.
See, maybe you should get rid of me. I don't want to be here. I'm going. That was terrible, fellas.
That's all we get?
For some. Well, yeah, I shouldn't be here, man. This was a mistake for you guys and for the Jets.
Adam Sandler on the Manning cast last night. I did not get there.
I didn't either. I heard some good reviews, except there was an annoying lag, I guess. Like, I never noticed that last year when I dipped in, but they were having trouble being synced up, I think, with the live action.
Can't have that.
Yeah. No, can't have that.
Reverse AFC power rankings on WGR just before, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Joining us now on the West Her Hotline to recap week one and perhaps peek ahead to week two and talk, of course, about our fantasy teams is Trista Crick, formerly of BetMGM, now with Octagon, and I don't know, building decks. She's a
siding garages.
She's doing it all out there, Trista. Although I'm confusing her with my texts about fantasy because I'll send one and she's not sure if that means like the team. She and I did a team like you and I did.
Right.
What are you really telling me? What place are we in? Did we win? You know, questions like this. So we've got progress to make in that department.
Bulldog Trope's the kind of guy that will call his or text his wife like, "Man, we had such a great dinner." And she's like, "We did? Like me and you?" Or like, "I made dinner reservations for us." And she'll be like, "Oh, for you and me?" And he's like, "No, for me and my other girlfriend." That's like the kind of guy that Trope is. He's like, yeah. We went 6-2 in the fantasy pros, blah, 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 blah. And I go, I look at the standings and I'm like, "No, we didn't. We lost." And he's like, I'm like, "Are you talking about me and you and our team? Or are you talking about you?" And he's like, "I'm talking about me." I said, "Why do you keep telling us about we? Why do you keep me and confusing me?" Then the one that was really a killer, we're gonna air out about the survivor pool. So Soap is in a big dog, big money survivor league, and then he's also got some money in the smaller little dog league that I am trying to get into. But I'm in Oregon right now where, for whatever reason, I can't join the little dog league, so I give my money to Soap. And he texted me yesterday. I don't know if it was – yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah. And he goes, "I have some bad news. Our team, I switched our pick from Seattle to Cincinnati." And I said, "What?" We don't have a little dog team. I gave you money for me, and I chose Seattle. I don't know what you did with your little dog team, but I have Seattle. I don't know what's going on. We figured it out." And I said, "We have three teams, right? You're out in one, you're in one, and I'm in one." And he's like, "Yes." So we got to stop with that.
That's a pretty interesting comparison you made. to dinner texts.
Right.
But, you know, it's true enough that I am a little bit loose with the we versus my versus
our boy's
you.
He's got a little too much going on, Trista. What you needed to do was funnel this stuff through me, because I have nothing going on, and I would be able to keep it straight for you.
That's what I initially asked for. I initially asked for your phone number.
But why didn't... Well, you need his phone number? What year is this? Like, why didn't you just DM him?
Well, that's how we communicate, is through DMs.
Why wouldn't you have just done that in the first place?
We've ever exchanged phone numbers.
It was kind of urgent. It was Thursday of the Thursday Night Football. I didn't know whether we had to get all of our picks in by Thursday. And then he was like, well, I can do it. It's not a problem. I'm in Let League 2. And you know how Shope is. You know, he's not only like a free bird, but he's also the kind of guy who's, you don't want to mess up the relationship. Who knows what kind of survivor possessive he'll be? So I initially called for your number, and then he was like, "Well, I can do it, but I have to walk my dog first, and then I've got to do this and that."
Jeez, wow!
I didn't know if I was even going to get the pick in. Honestly, I was unsure. The whole thing, I was unsure the whole way. But next year, if I'm in Oregon, I'll go through you.
What is Oregon's problem?
I don't know. They don't use Splash or whatever. Splash is not even available in Chicago. I made like three or four calls.
How can that be right? It's Joe Ostrowski's pool. He's in Chicago.
I know.
That sounds.
That was the part that I couldn't understand.
I don't know what's going on. Well, I got to
run my pool, and then that got changed. The whole thing is a cluster.
Yeah, I get a text from him last night. I don't know what time I saw it, right before kickoff, like 8:15, somewhere in there. And it's the, I don't know, what's the
grimace emoji.
The grimace emoji, like, is that what that's called?
Gritted teeth.
Gritted teeth, right. And that's it. And I look at it for a few minutes, and of course, the first thing I think is something work, really. Like, did we do something at work that we weren't,
are we fired?
Literally, that's the first thought I had, was something work-related. That took about 10 seconds to get out of my brain, and I had just seen the McCaffrey news myself right like 2 minutes before that. I'm like, this McCaffrey. So I expect McCaffrey. Sure enough.
Didn't you take Cincinnati?
I did. No, I had San Francisco.
Oh, no, you had San Francisco.
And that's why because I texted him back when I realized it's McCaffrey, and I said, do you have a lot of them? And he said, no, I was more thinking about your survivor pick, which I didn't even think of when I saw the news.
Running back.
I was just like, whatever. San Francisco's better than the Jets. They're going to beat the Jets. I'm not that worried about McCaffrey not being there.
Look, you were right. I did not like that pick.
We tried to tell you they were frauds.
I know.
We tried to tell you this team is all hype, all cotton candy. That line isn't fortified. Aaron Rodgers doesn't look good in the pocket. Doesn't look good out of the pocket. So he's cooked right now.
I'm not ready to capitulate on that. Like, that's a.
You still think the Jets are going to be good?
I do. I still think it's a playoff team. Yes.
All right.
Should I bet that if I think that? Like, did I just get a good price?
Now might be a good time to do that. I don't know.
I mean, who wins in San Francisco?
Yeah, it's a tough spot, Trista, to be fair. Like, I'm with
Baltimore
you on the
did.
Jets. Like, I do not. I just think the whole thing is just going to collapse here. I don't trust the coach. Rodgers is like a universe unto himself over there. The coordinator, like all of it, I just feel like it's flimsy. And the defense couldn't even show up at all. I mean, and the coach is over there telling Troy Aikman, oh, we'll stop the run when we want to. Like, shut up. You just got murdered. I mean, he didn't say that after the game. I mean, he said that before the game, but I think there's a lot.
They must have not wanted to.
Right.
In that game.
Right. They didn't care.
They couldn't do it.
They let Jordan Mason run all over them. If you're the top five, top three defense in the league, like you say you're about to be, you don't let some nobody. And we all like Jordan Mason. We were all on him for fantasy purposes, backup, CMC, whatever. But you don't let some nobody come in and put over 100 yards on your ass. Like, you cannot allow that, no matter where you're at. No matter if you're on Mars, you're at their crib. It does not matter.
Oregon.
You can't allow 32 points. Yeah, Oregon, like on the like tennis pickleball court. Who knows? Can't allow it. We just cannot have that. So, I'm a little concerned.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if I'm a Jets fan, then it's just going to be the same old.
Well, the schedule really lightens up. I mean, they're in Tennessee this week. They've got the Raiders coming up. Like they're in good shape that way, I think. So they could get a few wins here.
They could. I do want to just piggyback off of what you said, Bulldog. It does feel a little bit like it's Aaron Rodgers and all his sycophants. That's it. It's just him. It's like the emperor with no clothes. All the coaches around him just kowtow to Aaron. And so the team comes and goes with what Aaron does.
Somebody made a comment last night, one of the announcers, about how the one thing you know is that Rodgers is going to work to elevate the young players. Has there ever been an NFL player where you thought that was less likely? Like the two turnovers in the first half, his face is, you again. You know, just
right.
Like, do you ever see him talking to anybody other than just sort of sitting there yelling? You never see. I mean, I can't believe that comment. Maybe it's a reputation that's not quite fair. I don't know, but
that's a crazy reputation to put on the air. That's just not at all, even in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is the king of the scoff and the eye roll and the hands up in the air. Like, what the F did you do? He would just ice you out. It was him. It's him and, like, Tom Brady. Remember Tom Brady just went on that Fanatics fest? He did like a panel with the Jalen Brunson,
yep.
And they asked, like, Stephen A. asked him, like, "Hey, would you elevate and bring along a young receiver?" He's like, "No, I will not. Like, if they're not good, I'm going to tell the coach. I told Bill, you might as well not even put him in. It's going to be 10-11. I'm not throwing him the ball."
Dan Marino is the all-time king of this,
right?
Like, I don't know that he never helped young players, but Trista, I don't know. I think you're probably too young, but Marino. Every incomplete pass, you know, the camera cuts to Marino. It's like, ay, ay, ay.
Hands up in the air, gesturing. Supposed to
go this way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's like that as an interview guest. I interviewed Dan Marino twice in two different Super Bowl radio rows, and it was unusable content.
Really?
Unusable content, yeah. Wow. He showed up, wouldn't give any information. It was right after Adam Gase got fired. I'm asking him about that, and all he wanted to tell me is he had bottle service at Caesars. And I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. Like, you got to go.
Like, Dan Marino needs to tell anyone he's got bottle service at Caesars. You're Dan Marino.
Oh, so
he
bad.
Gave me the wink and the, he gave me the wink and the gun, and I was like, we cannot use this.
Oh, wow.
Lord.
My least favorite player ever. Trista Crick on the Wester Hotline. What do you think of Bills Dolphins? Bills a slight underdog.
I feel that that's only because of the Miami home field advantage. I think, you know, as we saw, and I've been neutral to Bills will figure it out energy all off season, leaning to, like, we'll see because of the wide receiver situation. But, like, it's very clear that Josh Allen is going to be Superman. If what we saw week one is any indication, he's willing this team to win games. And Miami should have probably lost week one as well as the Bengals did, right? They didn't look good pretty much until the very end. They had to get a squeak win. That was a squeak win, like 2 seconds left on the clock. Excuse me, Emma. Do not,
Emma Crick.
Not bark at that person. Yeah, Emma just barking at random strangers. I mean, that was a squeak win if I've ever seen one. So Miami's got their own issues to work out as well, divisional rivalry game. I think I would make that a pick. I could see that thing going either way. It depends on how hot it is in Miami and whether they put you guys in the sun again.
And I know, well, it's not, it's at night, so I think we'll be okay. You know, the sun will be down for most of the game. So I don't think it could be hot and humid.
80s and humid, though.
Yeah, but still, at least you don't have the sun beating down on them. 2 years ago, the Bills lost down there, Tristan, in a game they outgained the Dolphins by 200 yards or more. And just, they baked. Guys were leaving, getting IVs, all that kind of stuff.
And then Miami chose, they chose the lighter jerseys, didn't they? They wore their white so that you guys had to wear the blues or something. I remember
that. Yeah, they always do that.
Jersey combination.
Yeah. They always do that early in the season.
Well, I know. We just talked about McCaffrey being out and me not being shook by that leading into last night's Jets-Niners game. The Dolphins have got some running back injuries here. Achan and Mostert both missed practice yesterday. And I don't know, with the short week, I mean, that could be losing two guys there could be impactful.
Yeah, and me and Shope actually took some backups, some Miami running back backups in our fantasy league. I think we have Jeff Wilson and the other young kid.
Jalen Wright.
His name is Jalen Wright, yeah.
Look at us.
But yeah, I think Achan will be fine. He looked really good, at least like in the receiving game. But you're right. I think Miami's offense is very boom or bust. And without the running game being fully healthy, that could be something that, you know, the Bills can tee off on. And Tua was under pressure against the Jags as well, which I felt like there were some moments where he looked like he was under duress, which, you know, against the Jags, who are not one of the better defenses, especially in the middle of the field, I think the Bills should be able to have similar success. So I would not be surprised if this thing could get out of hand.
You and I, Trista, have Wilson and Achan, but not Wright on that team. And we sit unfortunate 10th out of 12 through 1 week. Bulldog and I and Adam Krautwurst, our team is fourth. So you guys could have a side bet or something. I don't know. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? All right. Trista, any questions for us that you haven't asked already?
Who's gonna be the number one receiver for the Bills this year? If you were to put all your money on the leading Bills receiver, including tight ends, who would it be?
I would still say Kincaid, even though he only had one catch on, I think one target in the game. He was on the field constantly, and I would expect that to get moving at some point here. So I'm still going to say him. I'm tempted to say Shakir because I've loved that idea all along, but I'll say Kincaid.
It's still plus money, this question, right? Like nobody's really a favorite. And I would stick up for Coleman here. Coleman had the best first week of anybody. And clearly they made him a priority in that game.
And he was on the field a lot too. Yeah, just behind Kincaid in snap percentage.
I just have still never gotten quite to they're going to use Kincaid like right. And if they do down the field, that's still not most catches necessarily. It's more just sort of chunk plays. So, yeah, really tough. They're going to try to get through this year without having anybody like sort of obvious in that department. That's what it looks like. Thank you, Tristan.
I'm very disappointed in James Cook for my fantasy team. I was hoping he would do more. So we'll have to stop the vulturing from Josh Allen.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right.
Good luck with Emma, and we'll talk next week.
Talk next week. Talk soon.
Thank you. Trista Crick, formerly BetMGM, now with Octagon and a bunch of other stuff. And she's going to be on with us every Tuesday throughout the season again, which, I mean, come on. What a great guest. Sal Capaccio coming up at 4, and then Ross Tucker at 5 today. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.